from Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama reassures Baltic states. WHO calls for coordinated response to fight Ebola outbreak. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Russian President Vladimir Putin put forward what he called an action plan for peace in eastern Ukraine amid contradictory reports on whether a ceasefire had been reached between Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russian separatist rebels. Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk called Mr. Putin's plan humbug, aimed at the international community ahead of Thursday's NATO summit in Wales and an attempt to avoid new sanctions against Russia for its actions in Ukraine. President Obama condemned Russia's intervention in Ukraine, calling it a brazen assault on the country's integrity. He spoke Wednesday to a crowd of 2,000 people in the Estonian capital, Tallinn. President Obama says the United States will not be intimidated by the beheading of a second American journalist and vowed to build a coalition to degrade and destroy the Islamic State extremist group. During his visit to Estonia Wednesday, Mr. Obama said the killers have failed in whatever they are trying to achieve because the United States and the world are repulsed by their barbarism and will not be intimidated.
Their horrific acts only unite us as a country and stiffen our resolve to take the fight against these terrorists. And those who make the mistake of harming Americans will learn that we will not forget and that our reach is long and that justice will be served.
The United Nations World Health Organization is calling for a coordinated global response to combat the growing Ebola outbreak affecting parts of West Africa. So far, the outbreak's killed more than 1,900 people and infected at least 3,500 others in the region. The WHO estimates it will cost upwards of $600 million to tackle the epidemic. This is VOA News. Lesotho's Prime Minister Thomas Thabane returned to the capital Maseru 4 days after fleeing to South Africa after an apparent bid by the military to oust him. The Prime Minister arrived in the country on Wednesday, guarded by South African police. Mr. Thabane fled Lesotho on Saturday. He accused the army and Deputy Prime Minister Motechoa Metsing of seeking to oust him from power. The military denied staging a coup. Japanese and Philippine lawmakers in Manila have signed an informal agreement to form an international body promoting peaceful means to settle disputes in waters where they have competing claims with China. Simone Orendine has details from Manila.
Members of the two congressional delegations have agreed to push for a Parliamentarians League for Maritime Security in Asia within their respective legislative bodies. They stress settling territorial disputes and clarifying claims based on international law. Japan Representative Nakada Hiroshi led six of his fellow party members in a visit to the Philippines. He reiterated their pitch for avoiding force or coercion in staking claims and not doing anything unilaterally that would upset the status quo. Simone Orendine for VOA News, Manila.
Pakistan's military says it killed more than 900 militants and lost 82 soldiers since June when it launched a major counterinsurgency offensive in a volatile tribal region near the Afghan border. It claims eliminating terrorist bases from major towns of North Waziristan, including its administrative center, Miran Shah. Russian officials say Ukrainian forces are to blame for the barbarous killing of a Russian photojournalist and are demanding an investigation. Russia's investigative committee confirmed the death of 33-year-old Andrei Stenin. He was reportedly shot at point-blank range from a Ukrainian tank. The second biggest drugstore chain in the United States will no longer be selling tobacco products. It'll be giving up $2 billion in annual sales to reposition itself as a health-conscious retailer. CVS Caremark, which has 7,700 drugstores throughout the country, said it would now call itself CVS Health and start a smoking cessation campaign. The chain announced earlier this year it would stop selling cigarettes and other tobacco products by the 1st of October. But CVS is now saying it has cleared all of its shelves of the items ahead of time. Once again, the hour's top story, Russian President Putin puts forward what he calls an action plan for peace in eastern Ukraine. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.